The United States might be the richest country in the world, but a new study shows children born here are more likely to die before they reach adulthood than kids born to other wealthy democratic countries.
In fact, they have a 70% greater chance of death here. What's behind this stark reality? The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on that.
So researchers at Johns Hopkins looked at child mortality in the U.S. and 19 similar countries like Australia, Germany, Canada, the United Kingdom, and they found that children in the U.S. are dying more often than in any of these other wealthy developed nations. This has to do with a lot: gun violence, healthcare, child poverty. I spoke with researcher Ashish Chakrar more about the causes behind these numbers.
So what were the leading causes of death for infants? Number one was from extreme immaturity. So you have babies who are being born before they reach full term. And number two was sudden infant death syndrome. And then when we looked at adolescents, specifically 15 to 19-year-olds, we saw that the main category in which they were dying more often than in other countries was in injuries. Now, these were two kinds of injuries. One was from car accidents, and the second leading cause of death for 15 to 19-year-olds was from guns.
Wow. One other main point I want to hit on there you mentioned is guns, people dying of gun violence. And one of the findings here that I thought was so staggering is it says children between the ages of 15 and 19 are 82 times more likely to die from gun homicide in the U.S. than in peer countries. Was that surprising to you?
It was surprising. I expected that the U.S. rates would be higher, but not so substantially higher. And one thing I want to point out about that finding, you know, it came out that it was 82 times the rate in the U.S.
Yeah.
That number could have just as easily been 100, 150. What we found is that child deaths from gun violence are basically non-existent in other countries. It really is a uniquely American phenomenon.
And how does this compare to where we were in the past? Have we always been way behind in these sorts of numbers, or is this something that's getting better or worse over time?
So that was one of the most striking findings for us. This is getting worse. I think we're used to thinking of the American healthcare system as being one of the best in the world. And in terms of taking care of children who are already sick, I think we do a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
But what we saw from this paper is that we do a poor job of preventing children from getting sick in the first place. If we look over time, we were actually doing just about average for wealthy democratic countries in the 1960s. And starting in the early 70s and especially in the 80s, we started improving at much slower rates. Other countries just made a lot better progress at keeping kids alive.
Do you know what changed? Is it that our healthcare system stayed the same and others advanced?
So, because these are trends over a half century or 20 countries, this is somewhat speculative.
Right.
With that caveat, I think we do see that the U.S. is an outlier in a few important areas. One is child poverty. So we have the highest child poverty rates out of any of the 20 similar countries, and has been the highest since the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing we see is that we have quite poor educational attainment for our children. Now, both poverty and education have been shown to track along a gradient of health, meaning for each incremental improvement we make in poverty or education, we see reduced rates of morbidity and mortality for children. Both of these are taking place within the context of a weaker social safety net for children in the U.S. What we have in the U.S. is a very fractured system. So children and their families can qualify for services if they meet particular qualifications. So when a woman becomes pregnant, all of a sudden then she might qualify for Medicaid. So you have children and their families moving in and out of these social safety nets, and it ends up putting kids at risk.
Right. And the last thing I want to talk about is some of the solutions that you outline in this report. So you're talking about such big issues. We're talking about health care and poverty, these overwhelming sorts of problems. What do you think can be done to try to turn this around?
Well, the silver lining here is that we do know a few things that work. So we know that providing health insurance to children helps reduce mortality and helps reduce financial insecurity for their families. The first thing we need to do is we do need to refund CHIP. So the second thing we can do is to improve the social environment in which children live. So we've seen that the child poverty rate has gone down since it rose in the 80s, and there are three things that have been shown to reduce it. These are three things that we can continue to fund and expand. This is SNAP, otherwise known as food stamps,
mm-hmm.
Earned Income Tax Credit, and the Child Tax Credit. And then the last thing we can do is to make improving child safety a sustained national policy focus. So I think this is going to require a little bit longer of an attention span than we're used to giving issues in this country. We're not going to be able to solve this in the next week, in the next month, even in the next year. But if we make it a national priority to make the environment that children live in safer and to provide services for them even before they get sick, then I think we can move the needle.
Okay. Ashish Takrar, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Ashish Takrar is an internal medicine resident at Johns Hopkins Hospital. He was part of a team that conducted an analysis of child mortality in 20 wealthy countries and found that the U.S. comes in last.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger.